This is CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.
Mambo VP, VP Poa. Shout out to my TZF fellas. This is the Curve Corner. You're listening to Andile Kunene, half man, half amazing, cool as ice and twice as nice.
Hey everybody, this is Nolu Tandonkosi, aka we're working on it. We're working on it.
The thick god. The thick god.
The team has dubbed me thick god.
Yeah, no. I think that will live forever.
Okay.
Yeah, you should change your Twitter bio to the thick god. Hey, I think that's a legit title for you.
Okay, cool.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing? How's your week been?
It's been excellent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I won the lotto.
Like what, 5 rand?
And then I woke up. You know, so it was good. It was okay. Good, all in okay. All. You know what I mean?
That's good.
So we're talking about relationships today, guys.
Yeah, as we do.
Yeah, it's Relationship Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, whatever. It's Relationship Wednesday, and we're talking why relationships break down.
Yeah,
it's the saddest thing because, you know, you fall in love with someone and it's all good, man. And it's beautiful and it's peachy and it's roses and butterflies and, you know, sex 13 times a year.
And it's wow. In a whole year.
Okay. And it's just great. You know, I'm just saying, it's just great.
Yeah.
But then all of a sudden, this thing breaks down.
Mm-hmm.
And we're looking into why some of these things break down. What do you think the biggest cause for this thing is?
Well, first, I just want to highlight the fact that it's not a time thing. Like, it's not a millennium thing where people are breaking up. I still think people are breaking up as much as they were back in the day.
Yeah.
So it's not a new thing.
Yeah.
You know, but I think with every day we're getting closer and closer to understanding why relationships break down the way that they do. Well, at least you'll understand if you take the time to.
Because we're having these conversations.
Because we're having the conversations. Yeah. Well, let's hope.
Do you think they didn't have conversations about relationships back then?
No.
It was just like, this is a man, this is a woman, and you must just do this thing.
Everything was prescribed.
Just listen to the men.
Yeah, everything was prescribed. So there was a girl, a boy meets girl,
mm-hmm.
They fall in love,
mm-hmm.
They live happily ever after. Mm-hmm. No one ever tackled the... what is in between the happily ever after?
Yeah, you know what
I mean?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And when you get into a relationship, you realize that you have to deal with the in between stuff.
Yeah, because which is it's the important
so,
stuff.
But that's it, because it's so easy to meet someone and you're smitten, and then it's, oh, you know, goo goo gaga, and, you know, everything is sex 13 times a year.
I give this guy some sex 13 times this year. You know,
and everything is all peachy until you realize that this one actually has things I don't like.
Sure,
you know,
sure.
Because that's when you actually start to get to know someone. So now you're over the, oh, he says all the right things at the right time.
Yeah.
And oh, he did this. And oh, he's so nice to his mom.
Yeah.
And then you realize he's human.
And he's a dick sometimes.
Which makes him human.
Yeah.
And then you start realizing that there's things that you have to deal with.
Do you think that there's like an inbred sense of how relationships are supposed to be from when we grow up that's perpetuated by like Disney flicks?
Yeah.
Because you watch these Disney movies and Simba's got Lala or
Nala is her name.
Nala, whatever. You know, Kovu's got Lala. Kiara.
Yeah.
Kiara and Kovu. Mm-hmm. Then there's Sleeping Beauty and her shenanigans.
Prince Charming. No, the rest of them all have Prince Charming.
All of them?
Yeah.
They share one guy?
No, I'm just saying that's his... He's Prince something.
Oh, okay.
The only other prince I know is Beast.
And Shrek.
And Shrek. He's not a prince. He's an ogre. But anyway.
Yeah, but...
Fiona had ogre. Yeah, I mean, Fiona had Shrek.
She's a princess.
Yeah.
And you know... So, like, growing up as a kid, you watch these things. They must have some sort of effect on you.
No, definitely.
To like, oh.
And because they're all saved by the men, remember?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, it's the intent in the movies to try and foster these type of relationships.
Yeah.
Do you think Disney will ever have, like, a... What do you call this?
A thing? Non-man...
Like a prince that meets a prince story. Do you think it's going there?
With time.
I hope they do.
Look, I mean, we had, I stand to be corrected, but the Princess and the Frog didn't necessarily have a prince.
No, but when she kissed the frog, it turned into a dude. Remember, the frog was cursed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, the frog was cursed.
Wow, did I miss that one completely?
Love's true kiss, but I mean, or whatever.
But what I'm saying is that she also had... But Belle was also a nice one in the sense that she was very independent. You know, Beauty and the Beast, when it starts out, before the whole male thing.
Like,
you know,
Frozen.
There was a
Frozen
strong...
was also very...
Yeah. Elsa doesn't have a significant other, and she's
no, but she
the
falls
queen.
In the other
no,
one, the
that's
princess.
Anna.
Yeah, Anna falls in love with Sven.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Elsa doesn't. Okay. Elsa doesn't have a. It's crazy how much Disney I know.
Okay, but in any case, I think we're digressing here. So there is some sort of prevailing intention to have these type of relationships that are man meets girl or girl meets boy and all lovey-dovey, but then nobody deals with
what happens.
Yeah, what happens in the relationship. So now I've gotten into this relationship and you know, it's over now. Honeymoon is done. Could be 6 months, could be three, could be one, whatever.
Yeah.
And now you've just realized that, hang on, this guy is just a regular ass person.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that you think tear down these relationships?
Not taking the other person seriously.
Okay.
I think, like, for one, I'll take myself, for example. In when I start a relationship, I'm very clear about what I like and what I don't like.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And I don't necessarily raise my voice or want you to sit down and, oh, let's write an essay so you have all the tips.
Sure.
You know? But I will tell you what I find acceptable versus what I don't. Especially the things that I put right at the top.
Okay.
You know?
There's
things that I'm like, these are definite. Everything else we can talk about and work through or whatever. Let's hear your point of view. But there's things I'm not willing to compromise
on. Like what? Tell me one.
Like, number one, don't hit me.
Okay.
It's over so quickly.
Yeah.
Like, don't even raise a hand.
You know, it's scary that you have to say that.
It's
actually quite...
Yeah.
It's very scary.
But I make it very clear that you cannot... You know, so you can't hit me. I'm not one to share, so don't cheat on me.
Okay.
So those are my two big ones, you know. Yeah. Whereas I'm going to say, okay, other things, let's maybe have a conversation. Let me hear where you're coming from.
But those are the big ones.
Yeah.
Is there other small things that you may perhaps overlook? Because if I'm going into a relationship, you know, and I'm saying, okay, this is a relationship. I'm your boyfriend. You're my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
I would think the first couple of things to come in my mind would be, I must never hit my girlfriend.
No, they're not.
And I must never cheat on my girlfriend.
They're not for... No, not everyone thinks like that, which is why you need to make certain things very clear.
But why then enter into a monogamous relationship where this is expected of you? I mean, if I'm going to go, yes, I want a monogamous relationship.
Yeah.
I must know that comes with not cheating on my partner.
You hope so until... It happens.
I give come among.
But that's it. I can see that, and this is what causes the breakdown. Is that I think a lot of the time it's people, one, don't listen to you, or don't listen to what you want,
mm-hmm.
or two, they listen but they actually just don't care, whether or not it means anything to you.
Okay, so they don't care what you're saying.
Yeah,
I've got a thing, right?
Yeah.
I hate it when people squeeze toothpaste in the middle.
Okay.
Like, we can't date. we can't look. I don't care how bomb ass that pussy is. Don't squeeze the toothpaste in the freaking middle.
Okay.
You know, because what's the next thing? You're going to leave the cap off? Now I've got dry toothpaste in the morning. I squeeze it out and it's dry. I just can't deal with that.
Yeah.
Or this thing of, you know, Vaseline. And maybe people aren't Vaseline users, but... It works great for my skin. I've got no pimples. You know, I use Vaseline, guys.
Yeah.
Vaseline. Blue Seal. Now, when you poke your fingers into the Vaseline and leave a hole,
mm-hmm.
I can't deal with that stuff. And for me, I think if I'm going into a relationship, I'm hoping that I don't have to tell you, please don't cheat on me. Because we've sat down and we've said, okay, we're doing a relationship thing.
Yeah.
Joel.
Yeah.
You know, and you're my woman and I'm your man.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm hoping that it's implicit in this agreement that you're not going to cheat. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But now the toothpaste, I know I didn't mention it, but now I've mentioned it.
Mm.
And you keep doing it.
I personally think really don't care.
Yeah.
What you think about the toothpaste?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to change his mind, or I'm going to change her mind about this thing, or
you're just asking me to take time out of my day to fix your toothpaste. Don't be stupid. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's more about me than it is about you. So it's like does he really think I'm going to think twice about this toothpaste thing? It's really not that important, because it's not important to me. You know what I mean?
But I should be important to you.
But right? Angeti, that's not how we think we think of it. That's not the thought process.
Sure.
So you think it's something very trivial. And it goes back to, you know, the whole women and the toilet seat thing.
Yes.
And how some men are going to go, oh, I just don't understand why you don't just put it down yourself.
Yeah, because you can just put down the damn toilet seat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's the same. It goes back to what you're saying about the toothpaste. It's the toothpaste. I mean, it's the principle.
Yeah.
So it's you not putting it down says to me you actually don't care.
And we're talking about the toilet seat, ladies and gentlemen, when she says you not putting it down.
Yeah, the toilet. You're not putting the toilet. let me fix the sentence. You not putting the toilet seat down.
Yeah.
Then in turn informs me that you actually do not care.
Okay.
And that's why women are fighting so much, because the principle of it all is that I'm telling you how I feel about you doing or not doing something.
Yeah.
And then you don't do it.
All right, so do you think that there's space for relationships to evolve, like everything else?
Yeah.
Okay, and where do you think they'll evolve to? Like right now, I think there's some sort of evolution in terms of relationships.
You see, it's very tricky for me when I Andile, because logically, I get certain things.
Yeah.
And I get why certain things don't happen the way they used to.
Sure.
But emotionally, does not always meet logic. So how I get the whole notion of marriage was created for reasons financial
stability
and all of that. I get all of that.
Yeah.
You know? But there's still something I think about marriage that has its place. Logically it makes no sense.
Okay.
But from an emotional standpoint, and that's based on everything that I grew up thinking was love. That I grew up thinking was supposed to happen.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, there's a lot of marriages where I look at it and I'm like, oof, marriage is not necessarily the right way out, or whatever the case is.
And those people stay in those marriages.
And
they'll be religiously, you know, committed to this thing that is making them bald or like really lose weight terribly or whatever the case may be.
And I absolutely get the fact that the people who, you know, the older people who you look at and you're like, yo, these guys have been married for so many years and they're so happy
that
still.
That guy used to fuck up his wife.
Or whatever. I honestly get that they had to work for them to be at that point where they actually still happy, or they could only be enjoying their happiness at that point. Like when you look back at their history,
like 30 years into
the marriage. You'll find Uguti, for the first 40 years of their marriage, they weren't having fun.
Yeah.
And with time, and as things became more lax or whatever the case is, they started seeing other things. You know, like how people go, we started respecting each other, respect turned to like turned to love, whatever. You know, there's so many people who go through that. And I know people who get into arranged marriages, for instance.
Those work better than
you know, like why those work better?
Because there's a structure to it.
Because there's a structure.
Yeah, there's a structure to it. We know exactly what we're in here for. The thing is, this whole love thing confuses things.
That's true.
You know, I think for a progressive relationships, all decisions need to be made outside of love.
Okay.
Because love, guys, come on. You know, like you're saying, Gucci, logically, marriage doesn't make any sense to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yet emotionally, there's something that speaks to you about it.
Mm.
Although, you know, if you are not in love and whatever, there's no reason you'd want to get married.
Well, it depends.
Okay. Tell me how.
There's, for instance, you know, like arranged marriages and how we're speaking about how there's a structure to them. So if you created some kind of structure and said...
Out of love.
No. if you take the love out of it.
Yeah, if you take the love out of it.
Yeah.
You can create a structured type of environment.
Yeah.
Where the marriage idea will work and be effective.
Because we've got a common goal.
Now, what happens with love is that there are these things that go uncommunicated.
Yeah.
Right? My expectations. Like mm-hmm. I said, I expect you not to cheat on me because we've said now that we are in a relationship. Yeah. Right? But we didn't necessarily say that this is an exclusive relationship. We just said we're in a relationship.
Yes.
Right? Now, I get that.
Yeah.
But if I'm saying that, yes, let's do relationship-ness right now.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing to, I'm not going to see other girls.
Hopefully.
I think, no. I think in general. In general, maybe now people born in 2000 and whatever are different, but
no, it's not. That's why I'm saying it's.
I generally think that, you know, it's like we had this conversation a couple of weeks ago about automatic relationships and things like that, right? And Sims was saying that you have to define the rules of engagement,
mm-hmm.
right? And being in a relationship doesn't necessarily for now. Being in a relationship right now doesn't necessarily mean that we're monogamous.
Okay.
We have to say that I'm going to be monogamous in this relationship.
Yeah.
And you must be monogamous too. If you can't do that, this can't happen.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
But that's a right now thing.
I don't think so.
I definitely think so.
Why did people step out of their relationships back in the day? And felt that they could or needed to or whatever the case is. Because it's right now, I think that now people think that they have the option to have other types of relationships. Whereas people back in the day felt like they were forced.
But this is why they cheated back in the day.
No. They could have really just not gotten married.
Yeah.
Or not have been in monogamous relationships.
Yeah, there was no non-monogamous
relationships. Yes, they were. Yes, you know the 70s and free love? Where did that go?
It ended with the white people. Didn't get to the blacks.
But I mean, how young is marriage as an institution? How young is it?
Yeah, it's pretty young. I don't know. It's pretty young. It's not the oldest thing. We can Google it.
Yeah, let's ask Uncle Google that.
You know.
And it just shows you that there was something before that. Do you know what I mean? And no one was ever forced to. So, I mean, all it makes me believe is that there's people who actually wanted to get their way out of absolutely everything, and it didn't matter who they hurt in the process.
Yeah.
So they would get into so-called monogamous relationships, knowing fully. I mean, you get people who cheat on their wedding days.
Who step out in the week
or even on their very honeymoons. Because, even the honeymoon phase.
I've seen some side chicks dress their niggas for their wedding
day. That's what I'm saying. So it's like you have the honeymoon phase, né? And then the honeymoon phase is over.
Yeah.
And then something else spikes or sparks something like a wedding, which will bring it right back.
Yeah.
And then it goes again. So when you are in that state, you are still the same person and you are cheating. Then what are you doing? Don't do it.
Okay.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm saying it's not a new millennium thing where all the kids are going, you should actually tell me.
I'm not talking about the cheating. I'm talking about the communication of me wanting to be with other people. Do you know what I mean? The communication itself. I don't think OGs be running around telling their wives, yo, so babe, you know, I was looking at this other lady, you know, from church, and I thought, you know, she could get it. Old people don't talk like that. They hide it. They hide all of that stuff.
But
majority of it. And it's, you know, we're generalizing.
Yeah.
Majority of these OGs, they hide it, you know, and this is why we get shocked when you see an old timer, you know, with a 25-year-old knowing that, oh, you know, he's got a wife at home or whatever. We get shocked. But we don't get shocked if someone says, I was born in 1995, and I've got 3 boyfriends. It's not even taboo anymore. Whereas if you were born in the 80s and you have 3 boyfriends, people will be calling you a slut. Am I lying?
No.
You know what I mean? So the more we progress into the future, clearly the more the rules change. Just a little bit. They get adjusted.
Okay.
Because people are generally more progressive. I mean, there's this thing called progressive masculinity right now, mm-hmm. where guys are doing facials and, you know, putting on BB cream. I heard about BB cream from my sister just a couple of days ago. You know, it's a thing. It's apparently it's got like makeup. I don't know what it really does, but Koreans,
it's like foundation with lotion or something.
It's something like that. Koreans love it. Apparently, Korean guys are the largest consumers of makeup in the world.
Oh, okay. The men. Okay.
Largest consumers of makeup in the world are Korean men.
Interesting.
Don't go to Korea, ladies and gentlemen. Nizoba confused. Hey, but
what do they make themselves up as women or men?
No, as men, just okay. pretty men.
Just pretty men. Okay.
Yeah, like with flawless skin or whatever. Mm. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. But you'll get confused because, I mean, if I see a really pretty dude, I'll be like, hey, that guy's pretty.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Interesting.
At least I think so. Yeah. Pretty things are pretty things. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is things have evolved to a stage where a lot of things that had gone as taboo are now considered to be normal.
Okay. I agree.
And it's only natural for the biggest thing in our society, which is relationships, to evolve with that.
Yeah.
So things that were taboo back then in a relationship could potentially change to being aight right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of which being my ability to communicate to my partner that, hey, partner, I happen to find, you know, Sophie
attractive.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't find a better name. Sorry to the Sophies out there. You know, but do you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
And that should be okay. Well, at least I think. If we've had this conversation and I've said to you that I might, you know, venture out every now and then, don't you think?
How would I react to that?
No, not how you'd react to that. If we've had the conversation.
If we've had the conversation.
And you've agreed to coming into this relationship after the conversation has been had.
Uh-huh.
Because at that point, you could have had the chance to say, actually, no.
I
don't mess with that. You know, let me go find some other guy.
Who's going to be. Either lie to me or tell the truth and say he can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
One of the two.
Yeah.
In your experience, what do you think? Do guys generally cheat or is it just like 10% of guys only that cheat? Or
Generally. In my experience.
Yeah, in your experience. Yeah.
Ay, so don't go,
Hey.
But hey, in my experience. And
so what's the ratio? Like out of 10?
In my experience.
In your experience.
8.
Wow. That is a high number. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And you know this.
Yeah.
Yeah, in your experience.
Yes.
Right.
Like I'm not
in your head armed with this information that 8 out of 10 guys cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Are you still searching for a relationship, trying to find that 1 out of the 2 that are left over?
Yeah. It sounds stupid, I know.
That's a tough one.
It sounds patience.
And you know, and another thing is like out of those 10 guys, how many are like after nines? And then how many are...
Look, you can break it down and call it whatever. But I don't know. In my mind somewhere, I still think, hey.
Do you think women get offended more if like their boyfriends or significant others cheat with men or with women? Or is it the same?
I think it's the same. But if you're going to cheat with a man, I know that there's no hope for me.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
Because I can't compete with that.
But what if I like it both ways?
Oh, well. Okay.
Yeah. What if I like women and men?
Good for you. But you know where I stand. Mina, what I always go back to is you know where I stand. In the beginning, I told you I can't share.
Unless you agree to this.
Unless I agree to it.
Yeah.
Unless I agree to it, I told you I can't share. So if I step out... Not step out doesn't cheat myself, but if I leave,
yeah,
I'll be leaving for those reasons.
And do women cheat as much?
I think so. Look, I don't think it's a male female. It's a male versus female thing.
No, but
women cheat.
You know, there's the whole men are trash thing, right?
No, I get that.
Right, men are trash. They cheat.
Women are trash too when they want.
Yeah, but it seems like women are only trash when they're trying to get back at men. This is what the media tells us, right? This is what we see on Twitter and whatever. Women are trash whenever they've been hurt by a man.
Okay, is a lot.
There's this whole woman scorned thing. You know that thing, a woman scorned, blah, 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 blah. I don't know, Shakespeare done said something. You know, but I
something about
I,
fury. Wow, it yeah. just left my mind.
I generally don't think that's the case.
Hell hath no fury as a woman scorned.
That's it. Was that Shakespeare? Hey, I must go on buns.
I don't know.
Was it Shakespeare? But I don't think that's the case, though. I think just in my experience,
yeah,
guys don't cheat by themselves, eh?
No, I get that. No, yes. And which is why I'm saying I'm not disputing.
Hey, Sims, so you gotta go make out there in the corner.
I'm not disputing the fact that women cheat. Women cheat too.
More than men. Say it.
Women cheat with men, so the ratio might be exactly the same.
No, it's not exactly. There's more women.
Oh, are you really going to use that?
And the more women they come, this one wants to cheat with you, and then she leaves. Then another one wants to cheat with you, and you know both of their boyfriends. And you're just out there just being a real nigga because you got to do your work, right? You can't be like, yo.
Oh, in your case, it's work. You're just helping out society. Social responsibility. Poor little me, social responsibility.
Your social responsibility, it's my social responsibility to take care of business.
Wow.
Got to handle my business.
Okay.
Yeah, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do a
analysis.
Men versus women and who does it better in this instance.
Two can play that game. Hey, remember that movie? That two can play that game
with Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, wasn't that Breaking the Rules?
Oh, that's Breaking the Rules.
Yeah. You know all these B grade movies. I'm glad Jamie's got an Oscar now and he's doing like real flicks.
Yeah.
Because Breaking the Rules was horrible.
with Gabby.
With Gabby. Oh my god. Yeah, because it's Gabby. I know her like that. Hey, Gabby, shout out, girl. I miss you. I'm going to call you. Yeah, since you've been married, you ain't calling the nigga no more. Hey, but there's more to it. I don't like we're focusing on infidelity, which is something that I didn't want to focus on today. I really just wanted to get to the itty bitty things.
Okay, let's backtrack. You know? Let's take it back.
And like I said, for me, the toothpaste thing is a big thing.
Yeah.
And I know we were talking about it with Zolani before the show.
Yeah.
And he was like, "No, it's a tiny thing. This, I mean, it's just toothpaste." And for me, it's not about the toothpaste. It's about you respecting
what I say. Yeah.
If I'm important to you and you're out here talking about, "Oh no, I love you, babe. Oh, I love you so much. You know, you're the important person in my life. Whatever bullshit."
Mm-hmm.
And then I tell you that I've got a thing with toothpaste, and if you fuck my toothpaste up, you know,
then it's over.
Yeah, and then you fuck the toothpaste up,
and then it's over.
And then you get angry at me that I'm upset at you, right?
No, then you must leave now.
Oh, so I must not give you a chance.
I am just saying. Forgive. It's like, I mean,
So, do you think there's place for forgiveness then in relationships? If I must leave now after you squeezed my toothpaste wrong the first time.
You're a consenting adult. So, I mean, if I say to you, "Don't do this," and then I catch you, it's my responsibility to leave. If I don't leave, I'm the idiot.
So, if you forgive, you're an idiot.
I'm not saying that.
No, but
staying, didn't I say, when we started the show, I said there's certain things we can talk about.
And there's
certain things I am not willing to talk about. And those were just two things. And I mean,
but
in
the principle remains the same throughout.
No, I get that.
Because if I cheat on you and you've said, "Don't cheat on me," I'm breaking the same principle. Because forget about the act itself.
Okay.
The principle is, if I ask you something, and I'm like, "Please don't do this."
Yeah.
Because this will fucking, you know, grind my tits.
Okay.
Just don't do it.
Okay.
Nah? and then you do it. But then you go, oh, fuck, but we can talk about this. I mean, it's a little thing. For me, it really isn't a little thing. The principle is still the same as when you breaking this cheating rule.
Did you hear what I said, though? You said it would grind your tits. I said, I will leave you.
But the principle is the same.
No. I get it. Listen.
Yeah.
I get that the principle is the same. But I told you what my actions...
Your punishments are different. No.
Yeah. But listen, you said this is what it does to you and you really don't appreciate it. Yeah. Now, the two things I said to you and I said to you, the consequence of you doing those things is I will leave you. Okay. So that leaves no space to be forgiven.
So then I must say... Girl, you squeeze this toothpaste in the middle.
I will leave you.
Best believe I'm gone. Your ass.
Then, but this is what I'm saying is that, Mina, I said to you. Then she
thinks it's a joke.
Yeah, then she thinks it's a joke, and then you really leave. But like, Mina, what I'm saying is that's why I said there's two things that I think are of vital importance in my life and that I'm not willing to deal with. And then everything else we can have a conversation about, meaning everything else has space for forgiveness and the conversation.
Oh.
Does that make more sense?
So I hear you. I hear you. Mm-hmm. You know, so give me an example of the things we can talk about.
We can talk about the toilet seat.
Okay, let's take the toilet seat, right? Say I'm like a messy pisser, right?
Yeah.
And I happen to piss all over your toilet seat. Like, I'm just like,
Yeah.
You know, I'm pissing on that toilet seat.
Yeah.
And then I don't wipe that shit up.
Yeah.
I'm not leaving.
That is so disgusting.
I'm not leaving droplets. I'm leaving fucking pools of this shit.
Why?
Right? Oh, because I just don't give a fuck. I just pissed and it's just like whatever. I was just pissing. Well, I was drunk. I just got home. And then I pissed and I missed the big toilet hole. I missed it.
That giant hole.
With my straight urine. I missed the hole. And then I happened to piss on the seat. And then I flush the toilet and I leave and I go to freaking DOS.
What were you flushing?
I was flushing some of the pee that went in. Some of the pee that went in. But now then you wake up, right?
Yeah. And I find this mess.
You wake up and you find the mess.
Yeah.
Right? Mm. What do you do?
I wake you up and I call you and I say, what the hell is this mess?
Yeah. And then I'm going, thank you.
Yeah. Then I say, clean it up.
Now you see now. I've got a hangover. And
so who must clean it up?
You.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
It's a woman's job to clean and
cook. Oh, wow.
And be pregnant barefoot in this the kitchen.
Wow. Yeah?
Barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen. Yeah? But do you see what I'm saying about the evolution of relationships? Now, if things like this are evolving, right, where the gender roles are what is a gender role? Like right now, 2018, what the fuck is a gender role? You know, outside of money, because it seems like that's all men have really been relegated to. It's just a source of income.
It's always been the case.
No, but they did other stuff.
Like what? Hunt.
Yeah.
Which is a source of income. You hunted because you needed meat.
Protect.
Yeah, which is a source of income. The more money you have, the more protected you are. It's
men
all
are just used for one thing.
Providence.
So basically, women should just get with women, and we must just get you guys pregnant and leave the fuck alone. And just
no. I mean, I'm just straightening up how you say the male gender role has changed. It hasn't.
What do you mean it hasn't changed? Guys clean and cook and stuff now. I do that. I clean. I cook. I iron. Yeses. I'm legit with the iron. Too legit to quit, boy. Yo.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? And I'm not expecting. Like, my dad was like, yo, very early. He was like, yo, don't ever expect anybody to do this shit for you. Ever. So I'm not expecting anyone to fucking iron my clothes and shit.
That's good.
No, but this is a difference in a gender role. Whereas his generation was told that women do this shit. What? Nah? And mind you, in my generation, I still find guys that are like, bro, what are you doing washing the dishes?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have a sister or something or whatever?
Yeah.
Like my sister, I don't even know if she knows how to boil water for washing dishes or open the hot tap or whatever. You know, she just doesn't do it. You know, ever. you know? because she's always had brothers that will do this shit for her.
Who were born first.
And that's got what to do with it?
No, no, no. I'm just also saying, in the grander scheme of things, you guys were born first, and there's quite a significant age gap. Were you waiting for a sister in order to do it?
Yeah, 4 years. Yeah, in the meantime, no, no. You, if you go to like proper traditionalist families, what happens is that
the mom does it until
they have a daughter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or they'll adopt like a cousin sister, because
for that reason that alone,
this only happens with blacks. Do you think white people have cousin sisters?
No,
it's only a black thing. Yeah? It's just like, I know this is my cousin sister. Yeah? So they'll adopt like a cousin sister, like, oh, Tando, you've got a daughter and you're like a single mom.
Let's help you with her.
Let's take her to school.
Yeah.
And then she turns into a fucking Cinderella.
Yeah, yeah.
When she gets to the cribs.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this is considered a norm in most households.
Wow. I'm so glad I was never that cousin sister.
Your sister is one of these people that is expected to clean and cook and whatever. It's just that you, I don't know how you get away with it.
I have opinions, me.
Hey,
me,
yeah, that? Yeah. Because you're like, yeah.
What? Go for it. Let's hear this. I want to hear this.
You're a different breed. You're a thick God. Thick God straight. Do you know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, and for her, your sister, it's normal. That time you guys were raised in the same household,
mm-hmm.
right?
She's just more maternal. But look at this. My sister loves
That's like a really hard edge to take, right?
Because
when you say maternal, you're saying that mothering equals all this other stuff. Cleaning, cooking.
My sister loves taking care of people, and I think it's a blessing and a curse.
I don't think that's a maternal thing.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I think let's remove that term.
Yeah. But my sister genuinely, absolutely gets a kick out of
taking care of people. Okay.
And
do you think that's a taught behavior or it's just inherent in her character?
I don't know.
You don't have any opinions on that?
Nah.
Okay.
I plead the fifth.
Wow. Wow. Running away from questions.
But yeah, I don't know what it is. But Mina, personally?
Yeah. Yeah. So what do you
get? And maybe I had it
in this relationship.
I think I had it at some point.
Yeah.
And then it just gets... It gets...
So in this relationship, right? Say we're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Now, and you're not a taker care of people person.
Yeah, I'm not a taker care of people.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
You're not that person, right?
Yeah.
And you graft. So you're grafting. I'm grafting. We're both grafting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're making money. We out here in the streets.
Yeah.
Whose job is it then to take care of anyone in this place?
We can hire help.
I don't want the helpers cooking.
Oh.
I want yours.
Because you tasted it when?
No, because I just want to taste.
And, yeah, I'm and saying, then you but cook when for you me tasted it when?
Valentine's Day, 2007.
Huh, it was
at
bought.
At 3 o'clock.
It wasn't mine, it was Woolies.
Aye, it was yours. No, I saw you in the kitchen.
I put it in the micro oven.
So you won't ever cook for your partner or whatever?
No, I would. I just don't want to be expected to. But I can.
Okay,
I can.
So what can someone expect in a relationship then?
Me.
Yeah, and what else?
Me.
What does that mean?
Am I not enough?
No, but what does that mean? What does you mean? Because you was made out of characters that
No, I get that. My presence, my opinions, my mind, my body, everything else is an added bonus.
Yeah, children. It's 2018, guys. It's real out here on these streets.
What more do you want?
I don't know. I want to be taken care of, you know.
What does being taken care of mean to you?
Massages every once in a while.
Those are added benefits.
I think it should be normal. I think, look, from the get-go, because otherwise, what's the difference between you and some other girl?
Me, I'm the difference.
I
really am.
Everybody's the same.
Okay, not me.
Everybody's the same. It's I want to be an egg in your hands and be all soft and stuff.
Oh, look at you.
you know.
Nah, dog. Nah.
See, this is what makes relationships fail.
It's why?
Because people don't give people massages.
Oh, really? Is that it?
I think this is the thing.
No, I just think one, people are with the wrong people.
Okay.
That's why. Two, even when you're communicated to,
yeah,
you don't hear it.
Okay.
So it's not a communication breakdown. That's what I was saying earlier. It's not a communication breakdown. You just choose not to hear what I want. And I choose not to hear what you want.
Okay.
Yeah, but if we were to sit
down.
You've
been in marketing,
right? And then you say to me, "Sir, babe, every now and again, I need you to massage me." I need to sit down with myself and go, do I want to massage this guy every other day? Okay, I think I can do that. No, no, no.
Oh, okay.
I need to. You've told me exactly what you want.
Sure.
So now I need to sit down and ask myself whether or not it's something I'm willing to do. Sure. And if it is, sharp, I'll tell you, yes, that's something I can do.
Yeah.
Will you also do this for me? Can I do it 3 times instead of 5? Okay. Yes. We agree. Let's move on. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Then those are conversations that we have.
Okay.
But don't blatantly.
I want to go back to the point that you just raised, which it's not a communication breakdown.
Okay.
And you've worked in marketing, right?
Yeah.
And the whole purpose of marketing is to convey a message about whatever product or service or brand that is out there.
Yeah.
And in order to convey this message, you come up with these brilliant strategies of this is the ethos of whatever.
Yeah.
This thing light, it's got zero sugar and zero whatever. You know, what's the other thing? Zero fat.
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever. Right? Now, you need to find some sort of effective way to convey that message, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, purely just saying it's got zero fat and zero sugar,
yeah,
sometimes doesn't get that message through. And this is why you have ads where when they're talking about a beer light, I saw an ad on TV the other day. He grabs a beer. It's not a light beer. And the moment he starts drinking it, he starts sinking into the sand,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy goes, "Oh no, you should try this. It's a what light? I don't know. I can't remember."
And then
the
all of a sudden he and elevates all of a sudden back.
He comes back up.
Yeah,
that gives a better meaning to what is being said.
Mm-hmm.
So they're effectively communicating, right? Mm-hmm. There's communication, Jay, which sometimes isn't effective.
Okay.
And you might think that it's effective according to your standards,
mm-hmm,
right? So I think that still constitutes
a communication breakdown.
Communication breakdown.
So when I ask you, do you understand, do you get it, and you say yes, who's the idiot here?
No, but I understood one aspect of it.
Then why did you not say this is the part I'm not understanding?
I didn't know there was more to it.
Ah, eh. Huh?
You should have told me there was more to the story.
Mina mangiti 1 + 1 = 2 in my books. You understand my math.
Yeah, but no.
Are you understanding my math?
You're taking a very scientific thing and you're trying to superimpose it onto an emotional
question. Okay, let's take a question. Let's backtrack.
Yeah, let's not use math.
If I say, if you do this,
yeah,
this will be the result.
Yeah.
And you say, I understand.
Yeah.
And then my it result.
If I do this in front of you, maybe.
Ah.
Or if I do this year or in the next 3 months.
Who's the idiot here?
Or. No, you need to communicate better and more
effectively. So now I must change my stance to, so, babe. If you at any point in this relationship ever hit me, it's over.
Yes.
I suka. Who am I dating here? Why can't you think?
That's exactly how it needs to be communicated. Because we take it for granted that people understand our point of views. Like for instance, let's go back to my toothpaste story, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I go to you, please don't squeeze the toothpaste. I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll break up with you if you squeeze the toothpaste,
mm-hmm,
right? In your head, you're thinking, this motherfucking idiot. What is toothpaste? This is stupid. You know, but if I say to you, babe, this toothpaste thing is really important to me and I want you to take it as seriously as possible. Because when I say that I don't like toothpaste, it's a different statement. It's not as just, oh, I'm just passing through this and saying, oh, just don't squeeze the toothpaste. I need you to feel the gravity of it. The same way you've got gravity for when you go, if you ever hit me, I'm gone. It needs to be the same gravitas for every other thing that you don't like in the relationship.
So listen,
the way you communicate the hitting thing or the infidelity thing should be given the same respect across all other genres of your relationship.
I hear you, nah.
Genders.
I hear you, but all I'm hearing right now
is that I'm an idiot.
No.
Okay.
More than that.
So you're an idiot plus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus the fact that if I never change my tone of voice with regards to something, you're never taking it seriously. Like if I in passing go...
Tone of voice and body language speak for 93% of all communication.
I get that.
The things that come out of your mouth only constitute 7%.
I get that.
So tone of voice is very important.
Yeah. But yeah. Lalela, if I'm not going ever for 14 million times, it means you're not going to take me seriously. No,
I'm not saying say it 14 times. I'm just saying give it the amount of, you know, respect that is due to it. If I'm going to walk past a thing that I don't like and say, oh, you know, babe, I don't like it when you come into bed with your nasty ass feet after soccer practice. You know, that's just walking past the thing.
So now I must hold your hand.
Yeah, you must sit me down and go, listen, this is serious.
At 10 o'clock in the night, as you come in and I go, so, honey, can we talk?
Not at 10 o'clock. I need you lay it down.
When you come in this bed with your feet all soiled from soccer practice, I really, really, really don't like it.
Yes.
Sure, honey.
Yes, not exactly the way you said it. But because you're making a mockery of it right now, but you know you need to show it the amount of, I don't even know what the word is, but yawana that respect leyoguti anginqanywa right ingle. I don't want this thing.
Then you know what?
Yeah,
I'm with the wrong person. Thank you. Goodbye. That's okay. All. That's what that means to me.
So basically, everyone is wrong who doesn't think that.
No, this is you. Think. No. This is now you. I'm having a conversation with you.
Yeah,
this
but
is how
we're having a general conversation.
No. But I'm just saying. So everyone can't think like you. Not everyone thinks like you. Like so what? Mina, it like what you're saying right now. So Mina, it will then tell me, Guti.
No, I'm saying generally people need more information when you're communicating any idea, and this is why I brought up the marketing thing with the light. I mean, it's easy to say this beer is lighter, this one is heavier, pick your drink.
Okay, so
do you know what I mean?
Instead of changing my tone because you want to see examples, I'm gonna open where your feet were and I'm gonna go, so clean side mine, dirty side yours, please don't do it, thanks.
No, but what? No, Tanya.
You are wanting examples because someone is going down the sand and you're coming up the sand.
I'm not saying give. So I'm not saying examples. Give examples. I was giving you example of how
communication and I get that.
Takes different forms.
So if you're a more visual person, because we also need to understand that. I also need to understand how you take information in. I'm not starting a marketing campaign for all the men in South Africa for the one man that I'm dating. So I have to employ a strategy
for this person.
This person. Yeah. So if you are more visual,
that person does not understand a simple, oh no, just don't do that.
Yeah, fine. But what I'm saying is there's certain instances where there's a difference when we're having a serious conversation and when we're having a very, what's the word?
Light.
A light.
Drink this beer light.
you know what I mean? So there's a difference. And I would hate it if we're having a serious conversation and I still need to go, really, really, really. Do you know what I mean?
No, but I mean, if you're having the serious conversation, there's already gravity into whatever you're saying.
Then let's put context into everything that we're saying. And I'm saying, if you're a visual person and you really want to be visual about your things, I'm going to go, my side, clean. Your side,
filthy. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Wink.
Yeah. But okay, sharp.
No, the thing is sharp. So there's many ways to tackle it, but I'm saying at the end of the day, if whatever I do and you are not taking it into consideration, the problem here is you and not taking what is important to me seriously. At the end of the day,
so you're never the problem.
No.
You communicate effectively with everything you say. You see, there's a breakdown in communication. Did you see that? There's a breakdown in communication. And this is precisely what I'm trying to show you. That the breakdown of communication happens anywhere, anyhow. And the moment you start thinking that you're the other person is the problem, because you think you've communicated everything effectively, you could be the problem.
Until I ask you, did you understand? And you say yes.
No, but people say yes for everything. Yeah, Nobody wants to be an idiot. Nobody wants to be an idiot.
But then who's the idiot for not understanding and saying that they understood? Yeah, but you could probe more. Listen, Zolani wants to say something. I'm just like, now you're backing out? Look. Yay. That's what I can say. It's epic. Look, all I'm saying is, if I ask you a question, a very simple question, and you say yes, you are my man. You should be okay with being vulnerable around me and actually going, hey, babe, actually, no.
Yeah.
When you said this, did you mean this? And then I'm going to say, no, babe.
Okay.
That's not what I meant. This is actually what I meant.
Do you think relationships are open to that?
Yes. Otherwise, why are you with that person?
I don't know. You know, I've seen a lot of relationships where, and most relationships that I know of, people are not vulnerable in front of their partners.
They're with the wrong person.
That means almost everyone I know is with the wrong person.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Which then would say to me nobody should be in a freaking relationship.
No, find the right person to be in a relationship with you.
With me.
And communicate well with that person. Finish. Yeah. Okay. Even Zolani agrees with me. Can I get a nod, Sim? Sim is getting a nod.
Can I get a... Hey, man. Santa Rosh.
Yeah. So clearly this conversation can go on forever in a day, but
it really can.
We gotta go.
Hey, is it go time already?
It's almost go time.
Well, I don't think it is. But guys, please get back to us on social media. It's at Curve Corner everywhere. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Let's continue the conversation. Join in. Let's chat.
Yeah, tell us why relationships break down.
Yeah, are you in a relationship with the wrong person?
Are you man enough / woman enough to admit that you are in the relationship with the wrong person? Because some people are not willing to admit that.
And can you be vulnerable, completely vulnerable with the person that you're with? I think that that's an important thing.
No, yeah, definitely. There's strength in vulnerability.
Yes, I'm told. Ladies and gentlemen, that's my time. Andy Lekunene, half man, half amazing, cool as ice, twice as nice.
Yeah, this is Nodu Tandonkosi. Thank you so much for joining us.
This is CliffCentral.com.